The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to April 2003.
And it's another Ask the Professor roadshow, so we bring the bell with us. And today we are at Shrine High School in Royal Oak, Michigan. Very graciously invited here and arrangements made through Matt Mayo and the First Mom. So let me introduce the Quiz Bowl panelists that are participating from Shrine High School. We have Nate LaFurl, who's in grade 11. We also have Jason Muller, who's in grade 11. We have Ryan Glass, also in grade 11. And obviously the pride of the sophomore class, Alicia Lynn. So thank you for participating, Shrine. And now, the professors from the University of Detroit Mercy. From the Department of Philosophy, it's Chair, it's Barca Lounger, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Great to be here.
We're glad you could come along. And sitting next to Beth, the pride of the class of 93, from Shrine High School, that is, it's Professor Matt Mayo.
What a little of it there was, yes.
Oh, come on now. Lots of pride in that class, no doubt. And sitting next to Matt from the Department of Mathematics and the Director for Math Education and the keeper of the chocolate bunny today, it's Professor Jeffrey Boats.
That bunny's days are numbered.
I mean, but you did get your wish. The ears and the thrill are now gone. Okay. And finally, from the Department of Communication Studies, it's Chair, it's Empress, as well as our executive producer, it's Professor Barb Bowles.
Hello, it's good to be on the road again.
And you said that you've actually been in this building before,
yes,
taking
yes.
courses.
I took classes from Oakland University here.
Okay.
Some very hot summer nights in the old part of the building.
Well, there you go. Well, this is a show where we get questions sent in to us by our listening audience, and we'll be using the Quiz Bowl format today, which means that we offer the first question to one team if they answer correctly. Then they get to maintain control of the questions. If not, they lose control and they go to the other side.
It's happened before.
Yes,
she looks right at me when she says, lose control.
Control, I know. So everybody, hold on to Jeff. Okay, so we'll start again with Shrine High School. Who was the first African-American Supreme Court justice?
Thurgood Marshall.
Excellent, yes indeed. Can you name the first female to fly across the Atlantic Ocean?
Amelia Earhart.
Yes, indeed. Very good.
I like these questions.
I like these questions.
These are cool.
How tall are you?
Okay. Sad but true, they might get a little harder. Where is Jim Morrison, the lead singer of The Doors, buried?
France.
But we're Paris. In France. There you go. Indeed. In Paris. Nice. Very good.
Nicely done.
Yeah, grave just a little bit constantly louder. Covered with graffiti.
And that's other sad artifacts I saw there. In 1906, what caused the San Francisco earthquake? Hey, I just read them. I don't write them. I think they might mean like a fault line or something, I would imagine.
Okay. It's not Mrs. O'Leary's cow or anything.
Yeah, no.
Well, shifting land masses. Yes.
The San Andreas Fault.
You're right. It is the San Andreas Fault. Okay. In 1936, in the Summer Olympic Games in Berlin, what African-American won 4 gold medals in track and field? So this is 36 Olympic Games.
That's a little bit too recent.
Smith.
And they make a passing reference to him in Blazing Saddles.
Yes, they do. You're right. If that's any help.
And for my next impression.
Way before our time.
Oh.
Hitler refused to shake his hand.
There's another hint. That's right.
I don't know.
Just goes, which I don't know any.
Michael Jackson?
I love
the answer. I like that answer.
Let me throw it over to the professors.
Jesse Owens?
Yeah, it is Jesse Owens. Yes, indeed. Who invented, this is then for the professors, who invented the cotton gin?
Eli Whitney. 1893.
Can you name a woman foundress of the NAACP? The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. This would be a famous American woman.
Rosa Parks? That's all I can think of in terms of connection. But it was founded long before.
Much before Mrs. Parks.
But Sojourner Truth is too early.
And I'll throw this hint out because it looks like it may be going over to the Shrine team. She was the first American woman to win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh,
not Susan B. Anthony?
Eleanor Roosevelt?
I don't know.
No idea.
Okay, let me throw it back over to the Shrine Quiz Bowl team. This is a woman foundress of the NAACP. And again, she was the first American woman to win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Tyra Banks.
The film is too early, probably.
That's what I was thinking. Just say it. We have nothing
else. Go have it.
Okay, Mary McLeod Bethune.
No, sorry. It was Jane Addams, the foundress of Hull House. And she won the Nobel Peace Prize not only for that, her work on the peace ship in the First World War, but also for her work with the International Women's League for Freedom and Justice. And lifelong pacifist, absolutely. So that goes back then to, yes, to the professors. Name the band leader who died in an air crash over the English Channel.
Glenn Miller.
Whoa, okay. Yes, indeed.
She rolls up her sleeves. And bring it on.
Bring it on. That you're thinking of the film with Jimmy Stewart and...
I knew him personally, actually.
I was thinking of Tuxedo Junction, the song.
Okay. How many voyages did the ship the Titanic make before it crashed into an iceberg and sank?
About half of one, wasn't it?
Yeah. It didn't complete its less than maiden one. Voyage, did it?
That is correct. It sank on her maiden voyage. Yeah. So that's kind of a trick question. We'll have to get back at Todd in class or something that way. What does the abbreviation, this is back to the professors, what does the abbreviation Adidas stand for?
Oh, man.
Okay, they're waiting.
All day, I did athletic stuff.
That's really good, but sadly, that's not the answer I have here.
You're wrong, then.
I'm wrong.
Because Jeff should be the right
before.
Answer, and you know this is a normative.
Remember, it's
Adidas.
All day, I dream about sports. Or soccer?
Yes, there you go. They have it down here. This is
wow.
He's
did
played
pull,
soccer.
Did so you pull that out the top?
For real? I have credit for that.
How did you do that?
That was seriously cool.
Wow.
Did you know this? I mean,
I was
just...
reading his mind, but
oh, okay.
It was
see,
too
our
complicated.
Professors that have that talent. The they half. Have that ability. Okay, so now it's back to the Shrine Quiz Bowl team. In an old saying, what does a red sky at night mean?
Sailor's delight.
Yes, very good.
Nice okay.
Can you name the winner of the first American Idol program?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. Okay, wait. Whose bell is that? Our bell or your bell?
No, that's
okay,
our bell.
That's your bell. Okay.
It's detention.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, no, it's Friday.
So there's no detention on Friday? That's really good.
Yeah, it's
that's very
and
kind of the administration not to do that. That's really great. So we'll thank Todd for those, and we'll make sure that he gets a winner's package. And
Sailor's Delight, that was like the Cherry Hill Mob meets the Village People, right?
That's it, absolutely.
That's
you got it. Okay. Our next set of questions come from Joe Aliardi of Sterling Heights, Michigan, and he calls them history trivia questions. These, he said, however, focus on Detroit sports.
Did you give them extra credit for doing these questions, too?
Heck yeah. So wait a minute, who were we with this? Yes, Shrine High School. Okay, who scored the game-winning goal in Game 4 for the Colorado Avalanche in 1996 to win the Stanley Cup? And this is frightening because he did after that play for us. So this is 1996, game-winning goal, Game 4 for the Avalanche, which took the cup from where it really belongs.
Our moderator isn't a hockey fanatic.
Not at all.
She just has a hockey town tattoo.
I was going to say, really?
I don't know.
You say, I don't know.
Okay, let me throw it back over then to...
You said that the person ended up playing for the Wings after that?
Ended up playing for the Wings. Well, wait a minute. Let me... I should clarify that. He was signed by the Red Wings.
Oh, but it never came.
That changes everything? Okay. If it changes everything.
Famous Avalanche players, I just think of Peter Forsberg and...
Claude Lemieux.
Lemieux? No.
Ooh.
No way. They would refuse to sign him.
Yeah, he really...
But he played for
the
Avalanche,
ninth
right?
circle of hell is reserved for him. Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Not Ray Bourque, because he came after...
No.
I have no idea. I'm Sakic. Adam Foote. I'm on a...
Sakic?
No.
Joe Sakic.
No.
Dominic Hasek.
No.
It was Uwe Krupp. The complete lame player in that way.
He was lame.
With a name like that, what are you going to do?
I mean, what are you really? He's had a tough time in high school, too, no doubt.
He'll be a Bond villain.
So we'll go back to the Shrine High School team. On what day did President Roosevelt declare war on Japan following the Pearl Harbor attack?
It's the day after.
December 8th.
December 8th, 1941.
That's exactly right, December 8th. Again, this question is for Shrine High School Quiz Bowl team. Can you give me Pope John Paul II's real name?
Carl Wojtyła.
Yes, we'll take Carl. Yes. Carol is the other one. They have it here, but we'll take Carl. Okay.
Very nice.
Hey, Carl.
I was going to say, if you don't pass that, you guys are getting some definite detention. I'm telling you, really.
Yes, but okay. Was it a C or a K?
In 1977, this team won the World Series in baseball. Can you name that team? This is 1997.
97
World Series winners.
No, the Tigers don't win anything.
Make it sir, just make it sir.
They did in 84. Come on. 84, yeah. Give the Tigers their props.
Oh, I know what it is.
I thought they had to deal with Michigan or Detroit.
These are just kind of history and sports all over the place, so there's not really a continuous theme here as yet. So, 97 World Series in baseball.
These questions are eating my brain.
We're going to go with the Yankees.
Oh, you know, and that usually would be a really great guess because they win all the time. But I'm sorry, it wasn't the Yanks that year.
My knee-jerk reaction, although it may or may not be the right answer, was the Marlins.
That's it.
Oh, well, there
Florida
you go.
Marlins.
Wow.
And
they beat the Indians that
that's
year.
That's right. Because I remember with Father Mueller, our 94-year-old professor from Cleveland, they almost killed him earlier on.
That's my uncle.
Father Herman Mueller, a university historian.
My great uncle, actually.
Oh, great guy, great teacher. Really, he is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the article about him in the Free Press on Thursday?
No.
Look in the local section, or we'll narc on you to your Uncle Herman.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You can narc.
So this is back to the profs. But I think we'll take a break first.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I was in the Harmony House yesterday buying a CD, and the clerk, when they took my credit card, asked if I were the guy from Ask the Professor.
Really? Did he give you a discount or a freebie? Or?
But he asked a lot about George.
Were you in Livonia?
No, I wasn't in Livonia.
Mr. Magnet.
That. Our next set of questions comes from Catherine. Now, this is Ledesma. Is it Leedsma or Ledesma?
Is I don't it know. From Grand
Grand
Rapids?
No, from Crowley, Texas. So, I don't know how it's pronounced. I probably mangled it. Anyway. I have finally mustered up the courage and the questions to send to your program.
Good.
I've listened to you for many years and lost you when KHJK changed to K-Earth in Los Angeles. By the time I caught up with you again, Professors George and Sarah had become chairs.
And the rest of us are end tables.
Poor babies.
It's a function of age.
In 1995, I moved from Orange, California to Crowley, Texas. Thank goodness KRRW 97.9 FM has enough class to carry you all.
Hey.
You have helped this 50-year-old blind woman through a difficult adjustment period. Every Sunday night, I hop into bed, put on my earphones, and at midnight, giggle silently under the sheets.
Just don't get caught.
From the neighbors.
Time to get to work. I have chosen some questions on sports,
ooh,
to which I know all or some of you will know the answer.
Oh, so
this is our worst.
Since I can't tell the difference between an autograph and a photograph, it doesn't matter to me how many you got right or wrong.
We'll dig up a keychain.
We'll do something.
Find something.
We'll come and move your furniture.
I just wanted a chance to star on your show. If my answers are wrong, blame Reader's Digest.
We'll send you a couple of
you
chairs.
You come to Detroit, we'll put you on the
nice
show.
How nice that somebody actually cares about us.
That's wonderful.
Much.
Listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from April 2003. Matt Mayo and your ATP panel for 2019 are back next week with a brand new season of Ask the Professor. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu.
Back at Shrine High School with a roadshow for Ask the Professor, and I think we are still with the Shrine team, and they are definitely kicking him out on questions from Joe Eliardi. What was Michael Jackson's best-selling music album of all times?
How do you know that?
Thriller.
Yes, there you go.
It's like his most famous.
Yeah, I know.
So. Wayne Gretzky holds the record for the most goals in any season. How many goals did Gretzky score? So, 80-game season, and he holds the records for the most goals.
Say what you want.
62.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a bit low. Let me throw it over to the professors. Whoa. This is Gretzky again, the great one.
Well, let's see. One of his goals was to quit smoking.
Yes, he reached that goal.
Other goal was...
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking Brett Hull went over 700 recently. He's been going for how
but
many years?
But this is just
let's
in
solve
one
this
season.
Mathematically.
Okay, I was going to say, let's do this mathematically.
Right, but I'm like, how many can you do in a season if you're doing well?
Okay, in an 80-game season, too.
Let's see, how many, do you remember what his points record was? It was about 150 or something like that? Let's cut it in half. See, he was a goal scorer. 75.
I'm sorry, again, too low. It's 92 goals.
Jeez.
So he was a goal machine that way.
Okay. The great one.
Okay, so let me throw it back over then to Shrine High School. They have control of this question. In 1997, the movie Titanic won 11 Oscars. This tied with what other movie for the most Oscar nominations and wins?
Gone with the Wind, I think.
That's a good one. Would you agree?
We're going to go Gone with the Wind.
No, I'm sorry. Let me, professors. 97, the Titanic won 11 Oscars. It tied with what other movie for the most Oscar wins for a single film?
I'm thinking like 50s or 60s.
Wizard of Oz.
I have a guess.
What is it, Dan?
Guess away. No, I'm sorry. No.
That's it.
No.
Give us the year.
Mike Bowen.
I can't give you the year, but it's Ben Hur.
Oh,
yeah, Ben Hur. Yes. Okay.
You truly are the king.
I know. It is before your time, absolutely. Okay, back to the profs. Who created the plays Phantom of the Opera, Sunset Boulevard, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Some Andrew Lloyd Webber, right?
There you go. Absolutely. Back to the professors.
My alter ego is...
Dan, you're not acting up on a road trip. You know, you can dress them up, but you can't take them out, I tell you. In 1920, what Roman Catholic woman was canonized a saint 500 years after she lived?
500?
Only a mere 500 years.
14. Like Joan of Arc, then, wasn't it?
14.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's St. Joan of Arc.
That was my
okay.
Guess.
Yeah, that she went. She that's a long saint. Time. Okay. Well, we thank Joe for those questions, and we have a question
wouldn't
from someone here in the audience today,
that
and
long?
That's Sharon Godfrey. And Sharon's question, I'll throw out then to the professors. How about that little notch that runs from your nose to your lip? What is it called?
Philtrum.
What is it?
Philtrum?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
he
yes.
teaches math, ladies and gentlemen.
He teaches math, but he took a lot of science. So there you go. Okay.
Wow.
Well, Sharon, thank you. But, yeah, way to go.
Fountain
okay.
of useless knowledge.
Our next set of questions is from Christine Bienstein of Saginaw, Michigan. What did the 16th Amendment legalize in the year 1913?
16th.
This is the 16th, following right after those the Reconstruction Amendments of 13, 14, and 15.
Is that the one that gave women the right to vote?
No, that wasn't until 1920.
Yeah, this is 1913.
The 16th.
Legalized.
Well, it couldn't have been giving African Americans the right to vote. That was earlier.
No, that was, gosh. Made something
legal.
That
was the 15th was universal manhood suffrage.
What did I think it was?
It made something legal.
It legalized something.
It did, yeah, it legalized something.
It's not the repeal of prohibition.
I think it's
no.
I think it's okay. Yeah, guess
no idea.
I'm
doubting.
Can't remember.
Okay. Any guesses, profs?
Dancing on Sunday.
Okay, Dancing on Sunday. Sad but true. No, that was a man.
Putting sweaters on little.
Let me ask Shrine then. They've been conferring. So 16th Amendment. What did it legalize?
We're gonna say income tax.
You're absolutely right. The graduated income tax in 1913. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So back to Shrine. Can you name me one of the main reasons for the inception and passage of the Pure Food and Drug Act?
The Jungle.
The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
That's correct, yes. But it exposed enough to make you want to be a vegetarian at that point in your life. Okay, back to Shrine again. Can you name the four presidential candidates in the election of 1912? There were four of them.
One was Roosevelt.
Yes, one was Progressive Party, Theodore Roosevelt. Okay.
Captain Wilson.
Okay, and you got one more.
Dewey?
No. Wow. No, the one that Lincoln...
The one that Lincoln lost.
No.
No, Lincoln?
This is 1912.
This is 1920.
This is 1912. Yeah.
1912, whatever.
Yeah, just to make sure that you got the right date.
Oh. Who's the guy that ran all the time that lost?
The guy that was in that... Was he a lawyer?
Would it be a correct hint to say that it's all around us at the moment?
I can give you this hint. He ran again for the presidency while he was incarcerated in a federal prison.
Yes.
No, he did. Absolutely, he did. Truly.
Conspiracy.
No, that's way too recent.
So you already got Wilson, Taft, the Democrat and Republican, and then Progressive Party Theodore Roosevelt.
Henry Harrison?
No,
it's cool. Random names, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, I guess?
Goldwater.
No. But, okay, let me throw it back to the profs then.
Eugene Debs?
Yes, it was socialist Eugene V. Debs, who truly did. He was in Atlanta, federal penitentiary for running.
Later while he was in prison, it helped.
What an amendment. Yikes.
Okay, now what amendment did allow women to vote? This is to the professors.
The 19th.
20, I thought.
Which, I got to get an answer here.
Man, I thought it was the 20th. But maybe I'm getting it mixed up with 1920. 19. Go with it, 19.
It is the 19th Amendment, better known as the Susan B. Anthony Amendment as well. Who won the election of 1920?
Harding?
This is back to the professors.
Wait, Harding, Coolidge? In that...
So, 1920 election.
Is that presidential?
Yes, presidential election.
Probably two
he sort of had the same kind of twist
Roosevelt.
Of words that our current president sadly often has.
Harding? I want to say Warren Harding.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Then you would say, right, it is Warren Harding.
Sweet.
The return to normalcy.
Was right. his, return to normalcy.
Normalcy was his great.
And strategery.
Yeah, strategery. Yes, the same kind of slip in that way. Okay, back to the profs. When did the United States gain control of the Panama Canal?
I know this one.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Okay, the heat is on. They know this. If you guys blow it.
We have control of the Panama Canal.
You have control.
We did
it one time. Yeah, really. Yeah, long time ago, Sonny, we had the Panama Canal.
I'm going to supply you the first digit of the year it occurred. 1.
There you go. Very
you guys
good.
Do the rest.
Okay, we got 1.
Okay. I'll contribute the 9.
Okay, we got a
Your
9.
Your turn.
Another one.
This
is a big issue when Carter was president.
19-6.
Oh, so close, but not close enough. Let me throw it back over to the Shrine panel. This is the year that the U.S. gained control of the Panama Canal.
1900
or 1903.
I'm going to say 1900.
Or
1889. When did Roosevelt?
No, Roosevelt started in 1900
and 1901. I think it's
1900.
See, they're doing this historically, not mathematically, which is great to listen to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I will say 1900.
Oh, I get it was 1903.
Oh,
you said 1903.
I said go with the
I was saying 03.
It's the 100th anniversary.
Yeah, really.
And what year was Panama Jack fashion? Remember that?
It wasn't 1903.
I don't think that was quite it.
The 80s.
Okay. Who produced the first feature-length motion picture? This would go back to the profs then. With sound. And which, of course, we know
produced
was a jazz singer. Yeah, who produced it?
Fritz Lang?
If you watch Turner Classic Movies, they've been showing this all the time.
It's got to be a big-time vaudeville person, I'm assuming.
We're not talking about a director. We're talking about...
Actually putting the money up.
Like a studio.
Oh, Metro Goldenmeyer, probably.
Okay.
Louis B. Mayer?
Meyer?
Like no, it's not MGM. Sorry, let me throw it back to Shrine then. Which company, I guess I'll put it, produced the first feature-length motion picture with sound, the first talkie?
The Great Train Robbery didn't have sound.
That's right, it did
singer,
not.
It's a jazz singer,
yes, it is a jazz singer.
So isn't it Warner Brothers?
It is, exactly. Excellent.
Ooh,
somebody who knows movies.
Go.
Woohoo, okay. So back to the professors, yes. In 1903, the Model A car was previously named what?
A Tin Lizzie.
Yep.
That was the nickname.
That was the nickname, but this was actually the name used by the corporation for the name of this car.
Oh, man. I feel like...
The People Mover?
The People Mover.
Right?
Yeah, this is Model A.
This is Model A. Model
it's like 4240 or something like that.
Oh. The one we had
great...
had a rumble seat.
Like
it was
5440 in fight? No. Not that.
We had one of those. It had a rumble seat. It was awesome.
Oh, I bet.
No idea. It was black.
We have no idea. But... Let me throw it over to Shrine then. 1903 Model A car was previously named what? Again, this was the corporate name, the corporation's name for this car. It's really lame, okay? I can tell you that. I can give you that hint. The love bug. Herbie.
We're going to say automobile.
Oh. You know, it was a Fordmobile, so we'll give you half for that.
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Fordmobile. Yeah. It's partial credit time. It's Friday's, guy. Come on, light
up. We're getting ready for college.
That's exactly right.
There we go.
There you go. Okay, so back to the Shrine Quiz Bowl team. In the 1920s, Henry Ford helped publish a newspaper in Dearborn. Can you name that newspaper?
Is that a yes or no question? Or
well, you are ready for calling. Yeah. Actually, unfortunately, no. Just if you could give us the name of that Henry Ford-sponsored newspaper.
Hmm. Actually, I think you should give him
credit. I do, really. I if I could, I would. Absolutely. I can tell you that this newspaper was found on the desk of Joseph Goebbels during the 1930s in Germany because of its
surprise.
Anti-Semitic content.
Yikes.
Oh. Gives it up.
Yeah, right. Does so that help? Let me give you some more useless information to deliberate over.
ESPN, the magazine.
ESPN, the magazine.
That's Aspen.
No.
The Dearborn News.
Oh, you got part of it. It is the Dearborn, but let me throw it over to the profs.
You like, Beth says foreigner.
I am not at all sure.
For some reason, I thought something, I don't know.
Wow.
Eccentric?
The Eccentric.
The Dearborn
Eccentric.
Daily.
The Examiner. The Gazette.
I'll go with whatever you
the say. The Gazette.
The Inquirer.
The Examiner.
Examiner.
No, I'm sorry. It's the Dearborn Independent.
Yikes.
Yeah. And I know that Ford dealers were forced to sell subscriptions to this as well.
Ick.
So back to Shrine then. What was the Bonus Army?
The
Bonus Army, and I'll give you even a year, 1932.
You get bonus points for this.
For the bonus question on the Bonus Army.
1932.
So 1932. Oh. Something very horrifying happened to them as well, if that's of any help.
No
help at all.
Okay. A lot of horrifying things were happening to a lot of people in 1932.
Yeah, I was going to say, really, besides the depth of the Depression, mm-hmm. the Dust Bowl. Yeah, it was not a real happy year, I guess.
Was it one of those recovery groups from the Depression? Like?
Yeah, but it's, I don't know what
I don't know
horrible.
What happened, no, I don't
what
would
happen
so
to them?
I don't know.
They died.
That's bad, too. That's bad. Next to horrible.
Happens to the rest.
Oh! Okay. The Bonus Army were World War I veterans who went en masse, sort of a grassroots movement, to Washington, D.C. to ask for their bonus then instead of waiting till 1945. Oh. And sad but true, they didn't get it, and the Army was unleashed on them. And they tear gas and even bullets were fired at these former veterans. So
jeez.
Hard times, indeed. But let me thank our panelists. First of all, the Quiz Bowl team from Shrine High School, the professors. We have Professor Oljar, Professor Mayo, Professor Boats, Professor Bowles, and her consultant, Professor Maggio. And now this word.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu, tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor, or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM, or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
The Professor was transcribed in the facilities of Shrine High School's very fine library. And while we're here at Shrine, we'd like to thank Principal Tom Kirkwood, Quiz Bowl Coordinator Extraordinaire Leslie Crowley, and First Mom of Shrine's office, Diane Mayo. Let me also again thank the Quiz Bowl team, Ryan Glass, Nate LaFerrell, Alicia Lynn, and Jason Mueller. Today, Ask the Professor was produced by Norrell Rogers and Michael Bowman. Our technical director is Michael Jason. And again, our executive producer actually was on the panel today, and that's Dr. Barbara Bowles. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go Pistons and Wings.
A brand new season of Ask the Professor begins next week, so please plan to join us. Thank you.